Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yardless, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, November 10th show. It's the eve of the day we've been waiting for all year. If you're not a deer hunter, find another radio station to listen to right now, because we're going to be talking deer hunting. He's retracting now. Okay. He talks big off the air.
Okay,
but.
No. That's a bit harsh. Welcome, thanks. Welcome to the show. Don't listen to the man behind the curtain. We don't care if you hunt or not. We just want you to put up with our rants about hunting. Right. Even if you don't like it, maybe you can live vicariously through us.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Here's your opportunity. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So we've got coming through the show today, we've got a couple people. They're going to talk about guns and a couple of our favorite people. And then we're going to get into some recipes and some things that you might want to cook at camp. But before we do any of that, right, what'd you do this week, Bob, that had anything to do with grilling, man?
That's where you're going. I thought you were going to say, it's the Brian from Fenn Valley show. Well, with us right now is Brian Lesperitz from Fenn Valley Winery. Hey. Welcome, Brian. Thanks for hanging out with us and bringing some wine.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, always.
Okay, Fenn Valley. Now, Brian, and my history goes way back, because when we started this gig job, what, 100 years ago?
Right. Might have been nine.
I wanted a winery to be associated with us, and I started sending emails all over, and this kid named Brian responded from this place called Fenn Valley. I'd never been there. And it's been a great friendship for years and years and years now. So welcome to the studio.
Well, and I appreciate you rounding down my age. That's nice.
Right. Well, you are a kid.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, he doesn't let up.
I think I have grandkids your age.
Right. But it's good. So I've been accused of maybe being a little bit less than manly by the things I bring to deer camp.
Really?
Right. And wine would be one of them.
Really?
Right? But I'm just telling you.
You mean the class reunion you go to, they're picking on you for wine?
Right. Well, no. Not anybody at the class reunion, because they appreciate what I bring. Okay. It might be the guy that watches me go to the class reunion from time to time, saddles me up and kind of rides me a little bit. Is that the guy that's got the glass of wine in his hand right now when we're talking about
wine
the deer show?
Camp. No, okay. I go to a real deer camp. I go out in the woods with a crapper. Okay, I got an outhouse and oil heat and gas lanterns.
Well, don't mix your oil in your crapper, because that could be a bad thing.
I bring Fenn Valley every year. As a matter of fact, this year I'm on a really strict diet, so I didn't bring any beer. I brought nothing but two bottles of red from Fenn Valley.
Okay. Until you went to the beer store, because it's a week.
I did.
And two bottles from Fenn Valley is not gonna last.
I did buy a 4-pack of M43, but this is all violating my diet very heavily.
Okay, so Brian, this first part of this segment, we usually talk about what we've grilled or what we're going to grill, right? And
just grilled me.
Right. I am gonna go to yet another class reunion. This coming weekend, before the next week's shows air, I will have done this, because our deer opener is on Thursday, the 15th of November, and I, too, will be out of town. But I just do this a little different, because it's not so much about the deer as it is with the buddies, with me, right? So I went over to my favorite butcher, Tim Sobey, at Sobey Meats, and I said, Tim, I need 10 pounds of lamb chops. And I'm going to marinate lamb chops, because one of the things I really love to do on an open fire is cook those little lamb chops with the French bone, and they're like they're chopstickles, right? So if
so
I was going
to speaking of something you don't normally bring to deer camp.
Well, there you are.
A little red wine and lamb chops. Right. My gosh, what's a friggin' cover charge in this place?
Hey, it's just good to be with me. that particular hour.
I'd
right?
have to agree with that.
Right. So Brian, if I was going to, and they're going to be marinated in olive oil, some aromatic spices, and then I'm going to probably put a pretty good coating of sea salt on those and let them set out for about 15, 20 minutes, and then I'm going to throw them on a hot fire, 2 or 3 minutes on each side, serve these things medium rare. Okay? I've set the stage. Which one of these Fen Valley wines do I need to bring with me to just make this the perfect camp food?
There's a lot of directions you could go there. Let me start by telling you one I wouldn't do. Mm-hmm. I would not do Sauvignon Blanc. Sauvignon Blanc and lamb is one of those pairings that just doesn't work. Okay. So don't do that. But anything in the red category, I would think any of the Bordeaux reds, Merlot or Cabernet Sauvignon or Meritage, which is a blend, those would all be fantastic.
So
I think.
Don't do this Sauvignon Blanc that we're drinking.
No,
right
it's
now.
Weird. Lamb and Sauvignon Blanc just are not, just don't work together. There's very few of those that are really, really bad. That's one of them. But any of your reds should be really nice with that, or even go with a lighter red if you, depending on how much char you put on that
right,
food, how
yep.
much peppers in there.
And the issue with the reds is the tannins, which come from the skins, right? Help me
yep.
out if I'm going the wrong direction.
You're right
here.
On it, yeah.
Right, and the tannins help clean the palate, and when you've got that lamb chop is fatty, right? And what do we have with fat? Flavor.
More
right?
fat.
Right, and more fat is more flavor. But between the bites, right, you get this palate-cleansing taste that is just perfectly matched when you've got the tannins. Now, which of the reds are going to have more tannins in them, and which means they're a little bit drier on the palate? Am I right there, or help me out?
Yeah, tannin's gonna make the wine astringent or mouth drying, right? And so your cabs are going to be the most astringent, the most tannic. The other thing that's going to help with all this fat balance is all the acid that's in wine, because it really kind of keeps that freshness and brightness that pairs well, especially Michigan reds, which tend to run a little higher in acid and fruitiness.
Well, and the other thing that helps, I think pot's legal now, isn't it?
We voted
a few more days.
In, right?
A few more days, yeah. Yeah.
Cast iron pot, that is. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, it's not a Dutch oven anymore,
right,
is
yeah.
it?
Oh, boy.
So anyway, we a good, hearty, full-bodied red wine with any of your fatty foods, because some of you guys aren't going to get a deer the first or second day, so you're going to have to go buy some of that domestic cow that's at the store, and if you get a big fatty cut, red wine is fabulous with that.
But I'm going to also say you've got some whites that are going to get that job done.
Yeah, I think, you know, we brought in the dry Riesling today. That's
right.
That's a bold red wine, white wine, I mean, so it can stand up to foods with more flavor. Any
good
of those
palate cleanser,
yeah,
too. I mean, that's
absolutely.
That's just a crisp, beautiful, one of my favorites. And I, you know, I hate to make your head swell too much, but I almost only drink Fen Valley anymore, so I don't even know what else is out there.
Well, that's not a bad thing, right?
No, there's it's been good for me.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Working well.
You know, and I told you I'm on this diet. I've lost 15 pounds. I literally did bring a couple bottles of red to deer camp. And first time ever. We usually have a keg there.
Yeah. Well, it takes a lot of beer to make wine, as we say in the business.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to discriminate against a good beer here and there. But it is true that you got no gluten in the wine.
It's so right. good for a diet. So we have a minute left. I just want to remind everybody that Veterans Day is coming up, and we just want to celebrate. Yeah, it's celebrated Sunday and Monday, depending on who your boss is. But it's Monday. November 11th, 1919, is the first anniversary of the end of World War One. So it was 11-11-11. It was like at 11:01, 11 o'clock, 11:11 that morning.
They signed the proclamation, right?
Well, yeah. and it used to be called Armistice Day. But it started from the celebrates our military, which started actually fighting Barbary pirates, which were Muslims, fighting off Muslims way back. Thomas Jefferson formed the first militia to go after them. We ended up calling them Marines. But so we celebrate all those veterans right now, this weekend in particular. But just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about celebrating, and that's Henry Repeating Arms, because these guys make an American classic lever-action rifle. You're not going to want to miss this. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale. Or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. That's some bumper music, Bri. That'll get my juices flowing, brother. Thanks. Always a wizard of the big board, Brian, our producer, bringing us back, making us sound good. I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. We're about to talk some more guns, man.
That's
what
right.
You thinking?
And our favorite gun maker is on the live line. The production manager from the Rice Lake facility where you were at, Jop.
I have been there.
Even though
yes,
they weren't open when you
right,
were there.
Yeah, I got my picture in front of their building and they weren't allowing me in. Right. Yeah.
Tom Coates, product manager. Henry, Repeating Arms. How are you, buddy?
Yes, sir. How are you, Bob? Thank you.
Hey, good to talk to you again. Just really want to find out. You guys are always coming out with new weapons, but it's whitetail season, and somebody might be running out trying to find that perfect gun, and tell them why they need a Henry.
Well, we offer all the classics, 30-30, 45-70, which may be a bit much, 30-30, more the perennial whitetail choice, as well as some newer high-intensity stuff in our Long Ranger line in 243 and 308.
I saw the 243.
Yeah.
That would be good for whitetail as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do guys mount scopes on those?
We don't do any scope mounting, no, I'm sorry.
No, but do the end users, do they often put scopes on those?
I would say it's about a 50-50 split from what I've seen, more so on the high-intensity Long Ranger version than on the older 30-30 and 45-70 line.
Yeah, and again, if people aren't familiar, the majority of your line of firearms are lever action, right?
They are, yeah. We're primarily a lever gun maker.
I think the largest lever action manufacturer in the world.
I think that's probably accurate right now, yeah.
Yep. So in the lever action cowboy gun, right? It's funny you mentioned those two calibers. Bob has his Henry is a 45-70, mine's a 30-30,
yeah.
Right? And but those are classic firearms. Bob, when he hunts elephants, he uses his, and when I hunt deer, I use mine. So,
well, you know why I selected that is because I've got this buddy in Montana who keeps promising to take me elk hunting, And this is the second year in a row now that we couldn't do it. But you need a saddle gun when because it's horseback.
Right.
And the grizzlies and the wolves are so and the cougars are so much trouble that I just thought that would be the ultimate saddle gun. And if it's a grizzly, I want a 45-70. And that's even not only going to sometimes slow him down.
Give him a headache.
Yeah.
Is all that's going to do,
Well, in the Northeast where I cut my teeth in the upstate New York woods, you'd still see 45-70 and plenty of 30-30s too, and even 35 Rem for that matter, because the shots were measured more in feet than yards, and you wanted to put something down with authority pretty quickly before the another member of the Orange Army came in and claimed your kill.
Right. So did you do any moose hunting in Maine?
Never moose hunted Maine, no. I moose hunted Newfoundland a couple of years ago, which
really?
Was a blast, yeah.
So you're a new, you moved from the East Coast to Rice Lake, Wisconsin to take over production there, which, congratulations, that sounds like a promotion.
Yeah, it's a change of pace, but it's a nice one for the family and I so far. My 10-year-old daughter just shot her first deer with a crossbow. A couple of months ago, so that was a revelation.
Well, and where you guys are located from the East Coast, I mean, you must just laugh all the way to work every morning.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what we have, we're definitely blessed. What we have here at our fingertips is what used to be an hour's drive away, so we don't forget that. Any morning when we wake up, there's already snow on the ground here, and it's, I think, 11 degrees this morning. So.
Right.
Quite
right, a little snap in the air, right, Tom? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, so what's new on the product front from Henry?
Expansion of a lot of the existing platforms, like Long Ranger is what we call the high-intensity lever guns that I mentioned earlier, and 243 and 308. We will at some point, probably pretty soon here, have a 6.5 Creedmoor, because at this point you just have to.
What is that?
6.5 Creedmoor. It's a 6.5 caliber that or cartridge rather that has become increasingly more popular in the last couple of years. Very similar to 260 Remington, which never really took off, but it's I would say right in there with 308 and many others for a 300 yard deer rifle.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. Fast and flat.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
I have one, actually, and I've never shot it. I won it at a banquet when I was down doing some auctioneering. You know, they give me tickets or whatever.
This guy's won more guns than anybody I've ever met.
And it's literally in my safe, and I've never put a round through it yet. But I do have one of those. So I learned a little bit about it when I won it. I'm like, what did I win, Joe? Right? Yeah.
Show them, Johnny.
Yeah, right.
Well, they're doing well now. I mean, the ammo support has finally caught up to the point where I don't think you're handicapped with, you know, an oddball.
Oh, no, he's handicapped.
Yeah. With an oddball radio partner sitting.
Oh, the boomerangs. So you also make a really cool survival weapon. And some of the people out there might like having something really compact that they can, I don't know, sneak across the border with. No, I didn't mean that. But, I mean, you know, something really compact that you can stash for a hike, backpacking, something like that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. In fact, we offer it now as a kit with other, you know, ancillary survival items to make it even more of a survival gun than it used to be. Previously, people were on their own trying to source different items, and we came up with what we thought was a good starter kit, and it comes in its own bag, and that can be added to, you know, if you find something that is more to your liking or, you know, depending on where you are, your needs will change. And there's plenty of room in the kit for additional items as well.
And what calibers is that offered in?
It's only 22 LR.
Okay, but if you're you know, if you're out on a long term journey and you need to eat,
mm-hmm.
what better weapon to have? It's quiet.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Anybody can shoot it.
Yeah. Ammunition is lightweight.
I mean, you
can stow 50 or 100 rounds of that very easily versus, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to carry as many centerfire cartridges.
Any parting words of wisdom on what whitetail hunters should expect from a Henry?
I think we have the smoothest lever-action rifles on the market. We have an excellent customer service and support.
That you do.
All of our guns can be, you know, scoped or have any optics installed that you'd like for a modern hunter, electronic sights, you know, any of the red dots out there. So, you know, I think it's a very good supported product, and, you know, we're primarily a bolt action nation, but the lever gun doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon.
No, it's such a cool classic. And if you want to see a Henry, what's your website?
It's www.henryusa.com.
HenryUSA.com. Also, if you want to see a Henry, just watch the movie Silverado.
There you go.
Okay? It's all throughout it. Tom Coates, production manager, Henry Repeating Arms, newest member of the Wisconsin population. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a good one.
Okay.
You know, Bob, if you also you want to see a Henry locally, you can head down to Allen Bob Sports.
Yes.
Because they have them in stock down there. And coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk about the general manager, or talk with, rather, the general manager of Allen Bob Sports. And I'm sure he'll tell us about those Henrys.
A brother.
Right. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grillin' Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com. Look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than a half a percent of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
With The Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see The Grillin' Guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we are on the eve of the deer season rifle opener. And what better time to call our product experts in the firearms industry than our friends down at Allen Bob's, right?
I agree.
We just got done talking with the guys from Henry Repeating Arms, and we're kind of into this. So
yeah.
Now on the live line, we have Merle Shoemaker, the general manager of Allen Bob Sports on the south side of Grand Rapids. Hey, Merle, how's it going, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you for that great introduction, guys.
Well, yeah, you know, you deserve every word of it, right?
Appreciate it.
We have a lot of fondness for your business because you're one of our original sponsors now. And another one of our originals is in studio here, Fen Valley. So this is just like the ultimate show. But I before we get into your content, I just want to say that some of my best hunting stories have woven into them Alan Bob Sports.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic over the year, and it's been a pleasure, you know, being a partner of you guys and doing all the things that we do outdoors, and you guys, the wonderful cooks you are, that you've helped us with our, you know, our seminars and cooked for everybody doing that, and it's been a great partnership.
Well, and we get free beer when we're there, so it's really good.
Right. And yeah. That doesn't hurt either.
And why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Merle, Alan Bob's recently, I guess this year, not so recent, but this year, relocated the store, right?
Yeah, we relocated from South Division by 28th Street down to 68th Street and 131 in the M6 intersection. So we're right off the highway, sit right behind the Marathon gas station, not too far. We have a much bigger building, 25,000 square feet, as opposed to, you know, about 8 in our old one. So it's grown. We blended our two businesses with Millbrook Tack together. So we have Alan Bob Sports. We have everything hunting, fishing, and Western Tack and English. And, you know, it's been a great marriage.
So what do you have in terms of scopes? I'm looking for one more scope.
So we have, you know, some great deal on a Nikon ballistic plex scope. And we have the Leopold 450 Bushmaster plex scope too, which is, I can't even tell you how many of those we're putting on. But those two scopes are by far, you know, two of the best. They have great optics. They're designed, you know, for the 450. The Nikon is designed, you know, for any rifle you want to put that on at 4 to 12 power.
So roughly what's that Bushmaster go for?
That Bushmaster is $259.
Oh, my gosh.
And that has got a plex in it designed for the ballistics of the 450 Bushmaster, which is, by the way, the hottest caliber out there in deer hunting right now by far.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because that's a relatively new caliber. And why do you think it's so hot?
So the reason it's so hot is because we all of a sudden, you know, 2 years ago, the DNR opened it up, the slug zone, to pistol calibers. And the 450 Bushmaster is designed as a pistol caliber, so straight-walled pistol caliber, and they're building that into some really fine rifles, so they can use a rifle that you can shoot 250 yards in the slug zone with.
And what's the drop at 250?
I don't know exactly the ballistics. I have to look at the chart, Bob, but, I mean, you can, with the beauty of it is with the scopes that are designed to go on it with that ballistic plex scope, they are designed so you don't have to have any compensation there at all.
And what kind of a chassis on that gun? What style of rifle is that?
Now, you can use, we have the full complement of 450 Bushmasters, from ARs to a single shot CVA, and we have the Ruger American. And we also have the Ruger American Go Wild, which is probably the hottest selling 450 Bushmaster right now. And we're one of the few shops that have that gun in stock right now.
The last time I picked up a rifle from you, it was a Henry 4570. And that's still one of my pride and joys. But I've got so many guns from you, and I just built a new gun room. So I'm looking forward to adding to that arsenal if I can ever get my house done.
Yeah, that's that 4570 Henry. We have a full complement of ammo for that too, designed for those lever action rifles. But those Henrys are super, really nice guns, and what a great company to deal with.
Well, Merle, that brings to mind, how do we choose the right ammo for our gun? I mean, obviously you have to choose the caliber that fits your, but bullet weight, ballistic tips. Give us some ideas on why we might choose one over the other.
White tail, especially.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, a ballistic tip originally was designed as a fly-fire type of bullet, so the ballistic coefficient with that bullet was real good. So they were designed as a polymer tip, something that you could shoot a long ways that would get not as much wind drift, so it cut through the air a little bit better. That being said, it's not always the best bullet for expansion. So if you don't have, the softer the tip, the more expansion you get at a shorter distance, the better off you are. But if you need something to fly real accurate, the ballistic tip is a real good option. And you want to choose a grain that's really designed for whitetail. You don't need anything in a heavy grain where it might have a problem expanding that bullet. So if you're using a 220 grain on whitetails and, you know, a 30 caliber bullet, that might not expand that well. It might not be the ideal bullet for you. So you want something that'll expand a little bit faster, 150 grain and a 30 caliber bullet. That'll expand, do what it's supposed to do on the animal that it's supposed to do.
Okay, because it's lighter, it comes apart faster?
Exactly. So it's not going to actually come apart, but it's going to expand and mushroom out faster.
That's what I meant, yeah.
And that creates much more shock when you hit the animal. And, you know, anytime you can take it in when you're hunting and you can put that animal down faster, the better off we are.
Okay, so sure. I'll be using a 270 Sako. Tell me what bullet.
There's not as much rain in a 270, but you have 130 and 150. Either one is a good choice. I would recommend the 130 for whitetails and the 270.
And what type of a bullet?
And you want something like a faster expanding bullet, probably, you know, like a pointed soft point of some type.
Okay.
Ballistic tips, they are doing wonders with those, but, you know, Winchester makes a great pointed soft point bullet that expands well, and they're very reliable.
That's what I usually use.
So, yeah. Merle, help us out. If you said I could take a 130-grain bullet or a 150-grain bullet, do I need to sight my gun in differently if I'm switching ammo?
You definitely do. I mean, even though the grain on those two bullets is not that significant, there can be small differences in the bullet itself and how it goes through the rifling on your gun. So anytime you're switching ammo, it brands of ammo, any grain, you're going to want to resight, at least make sure that it's the same. And many times it will be the same job, but, you know, there's a lot of times when you can shoot the same grain bullet and just change a brand, and it'll shoot totally different in that gun. So it's always a good idea.
And I guess the distance, you know, usually where I hunt, where I run into all your shoppers, is my longest shot has been maybe 150 yards. So it doesn't seem to make much difference at that shorter range. But some of these guys are sitting in a field in a box like Jop. He's got a suite out there on 1,000 acres, and you could be shooting.
Just outfitted it with an Aeron chair.
That's the way to do it. You know, this is time to relax when you go deer hunting.
You need an alarm clock, right? Is what,
right?
You need.
Yeah. But anyway, Merle, always great for you to impart your knowledge on us. Appreciate it. Get out there and find your buck. I know you're going to be hunting later this week. So really appreciate you taking time. And let everybody know, where's Alan Bob Sports at?
68th Street and 131. Just off the 131 M6 intersection.
All right, south end of, yeah, Grand Rapids.
Just look, Merle, for all the horse trailers and all the horse stuff.
Right.
And you can pick up a pair of cowboy boots when you're in there.
Yeah. You sure can.
Merle Shoemaker, Alan Bob Sports, new location, great friend. And we look forward to seeing you December 4th, I believe.
Yes, we will see you December 4th. We're going to do a big ice fishing seminar. It'll be a lot of fun. We do that once a year.
Yeah.
And it'll be a big, big hoedown.
Right? All right. Grilling Guys will be there December 4th. Show up with Schmoes. See ya.
Sir.
Coming up next, we're going to make a little deer camp chili. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Because of Fred Bear, I'll walk down these trails again. Take me back where I belong. Fred Bear.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are better made.
Hey, you shot my cow.
It's the second week of deer camp. I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls.
It's going to be the first week of deer camp pretty soon. It's the November the 10th, and Barbecue Bob and I are in high anticipation of the rite of fall that is a blessing in the state of Michigan, and that is our deer opener. I don't know if you partake or you don't, but this is a part of being a man in Michigan, and I am
a lot of women excited. Hunt too, buddy.
Well, they do. They do, no question. But I've been doing this since I was 10 years old. You could hunt when you were 12, but when I turned 10, my dad said it was okay for me to come to deer camp. That was the day. That was the rite of passage. And I have an October birthday, so it was right after I turned 10, I got to go to deer camp. And you watch for 2 years, which is pretty cool, really, because you get to come out there. And I think it was because I wasn't fidgety anymore, right? I was old enough that he could tell me to stay quiet, and I did. So, but I never forget that. That was like a huge day for me when I turned 10. I got to go to the deer camp opener.
That's nice. Yeah. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to go to our website, thegrillingguys.com, and check it out. It's a great resource. All these recipes you're hearing are posted on there, and there's a search bar in the top right. You can just plug it in, your keywords. Whatever you're looking to cook, smoke, grill, drink, eat, inhale, whatever, it's all there.
That's right. So why don't we eat some of this? You're talking about some deer camp.
I'm thinking chili. And I think we need to give out some good ideas for some chili. And one of the greatest things, let's keep it simple, okay?
Right.
I'm packing right now, I mean, for deer camp. And it takes a day for me to get ready.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's so much stuff to take because I go up in the woods, and I'm out in a little trailer. There's no cell coverage. There's no electric. There's no nothing. I got to bring my water, toilet paper. Don't forget toilet paper. But so I'm going to cook that chili up in advance, and I don't want to fuss over it a whole lot, but I want it to be really good.
Yeah.
So what I do is I keep a little brisket in the freezer, and I keep some right now – this year's chili is going to have brisket, and it's going to have some smoked tenderloin, pork tenderloin that I made up recently that I throw the little leftovers in the freezer, and those are great for chili because all you need is some protein in there, right? I'm really speaking of in terms of spicing up a chili. You can go, you know, you and I used to do that chili competition. I would, like, jump through my keister trying to get all the right blends and blah, 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 whatever. There's something called an old friend of mine. He's passed away now, but his name is Billy Bones, and yep. And he made
he was a spice legend.
Well, he was a barbecue. He was a barbecue right. legend, and he won the Memphis in May 5 years in a row, probably. But he's out of Sanford, Michigan. His son still has a place in Midland, and it's called Bone Daddy's.
and it's a great, huge barbecue shop, and does all of Dow. He caters all over the place, but just it's a you know, one of those legacy family things. But he's got a chili spice called Killer Chili.
BB Killer, Billy Bones Killer.
It's called Killer Chili, and it's from Billy Bones. You can find it in any good meat shop who sells great spices, and maybe some of the smaller specialty stores. I think the R&J Best Choice Market in Houghton has it. I think so. I know Sobe has it. I buy it there.
Right.
And it's, if you want to put a spice in your chili that's just great, that's all you got to do is use that one. It's got everything in it. So if you want to cheat, that's a good one. But I'm also going to tell you to buy some roasted tomatoes or smoke them yourself.
We've done
you
that.
You can buy regular tomatoes or you can buy the roasted tomatoes. Something changes to the flavor profile of a tomato when you roast it. Mm-hmm. It's way better than just a canned tomato or a fresh tomato.
Yeah.
So I tell you to use
some of
those.
The fire roasted tomatoes that you can get in a can if you don't have time to do it yourself.
Hunt's makes a great one.
Upgrade your game, right, by doing the fire roasted.
And then I'm going to tell you to use a big blend of peppers. Get the poblanos, the jalapenos, the serranos.
Those are all hot peppers.
Any
right?
kind of peppers they you can get your hands on. And then green pepper.
Bell pepper.
And then right? I use, also I'll use some light kidney beans, red kidney beans, some pinto, and some black beans in there. And I might even throw some navy beans in there just so I can get the five-color thing going if I want to show off.
Onion.
It's kind of fun.
Onions.
Yeah, you're still going to use celery and celery seed, right? All that other stuff, but... in terms of just kind of picking the right things to make that chili, I don't know. I love looking at chili with a bunch of different beans in it. It's silly, but it's a stimulus.
Good. Tastes good.
It's a stimulus.
Warms you up when you're in a deer stand,
too.
Oh,
so nice.
Nothing better than, you know, hunting with a belly full of chili.
I think of some great chili stories.
Right.
One of them being the time I shot that one deer and the guy from Alan Bob's helped me find it. I was eating a bowl of chili when he knocked on the door and asked
of
me if I shot
wood.
A buck.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Chili is deer camp, man. If you're not bringing it, think about it right now and grab some of that whatever you've got in the freezer and throw it in that chili.
So let's talk a little bit about that chili because
sausage
make
too.
It this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay? Make it this weekend. Freeze it.
You won't do it at deer camp.
That's right. And freeze it and take it with you. It's a warm-up meal. It comes back to temperature pretty quickly around the fire in a Dutch oven or wherever you want to use it.
Yeah, depending on what you've got, where you're going now. Like I'm doing a primitive kind of thing. So frozen foods and stuff are great. Now, it's so cold this year, you don't need to freeze anything. So you wouldn't even have to freeze it. But some years it's kind of warm, and you need extra ice in the cooler. So, yeah, frozen's great.
Yep. But it's a prepared meal. Is what I'm saying is when you get back in from the morning hunt, it heats up for lunch easy. You get back in from the afternoon hunt, it heats up really good for dinner. And it's a no-cook thing, right? You just you're putting heat to it and
it's
ready
so
to go.
Good.
Yeah, it's
so
good.
Good yeah.
piece of fresh bread and it's like, ooh man, making my mouth water.
Yeah, right or you know, some corn muffin with some jalapeno and cheddar in it.
So let's flip this over and go to the morning meal.
Yeah,
right?
Breakfast bakes.
Right.
You can make those in advance. That's something else you can make up in advance and if depending on what you're gonna put in it now, the easy breakfast bakes, they're in a cake pan, right?
Right.
And you're probably going to bring metal if you're packing it because it's lighter. Spray that pan up and put in a bag of frozen shredded potatoes for hash browns. Make up your blend in advance. Just take a bunch of eggs, crack them, put in some onion, some jalapeno, some green pepper, whatever you like with it. Spice it up the way you want it.
Now, we're going to use pre-cooked breakfast sausage in here. The stuff that like is from Eckrich or Hillshire Farms or whatever. If you want some meat in there, because the eggs, if it's a raw sausage, it won't cook completely.
Well,
before the eggs
or
are overdone.
Or take your favorite sausage. I love Sobe's breakfast sausage.
Right.
And I'll brown a bunch of that up, and I'll throw that in a bag, and then just throw that whole blend in, throw it in the oven, throw it on your smoker, throw it on your campfire, whatever you want to do. Your Dutch oven.
Yeah, and if you're a man and you have a Dutch oven, you're Bob's friend. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man. I
wouldn't say this man law if it wasn't needed. And producer Brian Fonger, wizard of the big board, agrees. No man should get a tattoo on his lower back, otherwise known as a tramp stamp.
Oh, my God.
Really? It happens. Hey.
Really?
People are doing
You've seen a dude with that? Yeah, I mean, people, I've seen hundreds and hundreds of women
getting,
with it. But
it's getting weird out there, man.
God.
I'm seeing stuff
man.
I don't want to see.
That's,
and it's
that's,
not just in a Walmart.
I'm clipping your card, dude. That is gone.
Oh, no. Come on. I don't have the tramp stamp.
I know you don't.
I have one tattoo.
Right. And that's I don't have any.
It's my brother's
initials.
And
I'm not opposed to them, but I'm just saying, lower back, really? Come on, fellas.
I know.
Come on. Not my choice.
Do some card clipping.
Where you want to go next?
I just really want to encourage everybody to be safe in the woods. I ran into a guy yesterday who was in a upper body cast. He fell out of his tree stand, 25 feet. So if you got a safety strap, for crying out loud, put it on. This guy was in misery. He was in the store, and this was like weeks after it happened. But put that safety strap on, man. Don't take a chance.
You don't need to be a statistic.
Strap it on.
Right. Coming up next, it's wine for deer camp. Yeah, it's true. It's not just for breakfast anymore. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Goes in the wood box, wieners passed out on the stove. His flannel shirt is smoking. I wonder if he knows. It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot.
We live it, we love it. Alan Bob Sports, sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Alan Bob Sports, sportsman serving sportsmen.
On the Grilling Guys Talk Network. They've been kind of a goofy show today. We've been having a lot of fun. Talked about some guns, talked about some wine, talked about some chili, but we won't talk about one more.
It's a gun show.
Right, because you know what? Everything in moderation, but when you get done with a long day of hunting and you're a little bit cold, there's one of the best things that I like to do is sit around the campfire and have one of my favorite beverages. Mm-hmm. And a lot of guys drink beer. I drink a lot of beer. Mm-hmm. Probably more than I should, but...
it's been rumored.
Right, but I also enjoy a glass of wine.
That's
and it reminds me,
Bob,
of
sheriff's deputy said right. Anyway.
It reminds me, Bob, of our friends at Siciliano's Market.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm invited every year, very nicely, to their deer camp. And this is one that I love to go to and visit because it's all about camaraderie and family.
Yeah.
There's 20 guys sitting around this fire that are all members of the same family, and I'm not, but they invite me into their circle. And their grandfather, bless his heart, has passed away, but he used to make red wine at home, a sweet red wine, that he served in a juice glass. And I'm talking like a little 3-ounce, 4-ounce juice glass.
I don't remember the ride home from
exactly.
The last time we were there.
Exactly. And I don't know what Grandpa Siciliano did with this, but it was an amazing thing. And it's something that when you run across something at deer camp that is special to you, or you see what is really significant about this gathering, this is one that was there. It was everybody respected Grandpa.
And here's the beautiful thing about going to Siciliano's Deer Camp, and I will probably be going there this year because I have one day not taken.
Where my lamb chops are going, baby.
Oh, you're going to be there?
Yeah.
What day?
Right on Saturday. Saturday about noon.
I was thinking about going up there on Friday because they're only like 15 minutes from my camp.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm only going Saturday because I wasn't sure who all would be there.
Oh,
on Friday
you're just
yet.
Driving up. You're
yeah,
not,
right. You, no, well, I'm headed over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just back roads from me.
Right.
So the cool thing was last time, Steve had a case of cigars.
Yep.
Which so with some nice red wine or some scotch, a cigar. Now they happen to sit inside at my deer camp. We sit outside at a campfire, just different. But you can still smoke cigars in his cabin. That's all that matters. Actually warmer.
Right. But it's fun just to go over there and watch the if you've ever been, I don't know, I'm rambling. But if you've not been to a deer camp where you've got guys that love to bust each other's chops, but at the end of the day, don't go too far with anybody.
And I think one of them actually brings a gun.
Right.
One of them. I don't know which one. One of them brings a gun.
See, and as much as you mock me,
I'm not.
That's my deer camp.
I know.
Right? I really
I'm
don't
highlighting it.
Care much about the venison part of the
you
whole
You don't
deal.
Like the whole gut in the deer part?
Well, I'm okay with that. I can do it. I can roll my sleeves up and get in there. But the thing is that I get 60 pounds of venison. It's a lot of venison to eat off the animal, and I don't want to be wasteful. I just much prefer to go sit down with you in a fire. Drink a drink, and we
dial it down here a little bit.
We
buddy.
All
it's
have
okay.
a good time.
Okay, you don't have to defend your position. The rest of the guys at deer camp love the guys like you who are there because it's a lot of it is all about the guys that are there.
Right.
Why? Because we're not at home. We don't have a honey list. You know, it's deer camp. So we don't care if you hunt or not.
Right.
We care that you're there.
Right. Exactly. With this,
and the cigar, I just love busting your chops. Yeah, bring something.
But hey, if you're going to deer camp, which I hope you are, be safe out there. Don't bring a safety net. Bring a safety strap. I misspoke a couple weeks ago. It was pretty funny. But anyway, have some fun out there. Enjoy the camaraderie of the event that it is.
Yeah.
And please be safe. Come home whether you get a deer or not. You've been listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in every week. Thanks a lot.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.